Hare Krishna. Focus not on freedom, focus on love. We live in a culture which has enthroned freedom as the highest virtue, as the absolutely inviolable tenet which no one can dare to offend. So everyone claims that their most sacred right is to be free to do what they want to do. Now, yes, there has been oppression, there has been suppression, and the lack of freedom has caused enormous amount of suffering throughout history. At the same time, freedom is itself not the highest goal of life. Freedom is meant for a particular purpose. Freedom is meant for love. Freedom is meant for finding happiness. We want to be free so that we can be happy. Say, when there was slavery, when there was domination, when there was exploitation, when people were not free because of political, economic, caste, class concerns, at that time, the lack of freedom obstructed them in the pursuit of happiness. And happiness comes most fulfillingly through the reciprocation of love. Now, when we love someone, when we are free to love that person, and when that person loves us back, and in the reciprocation of love, there is great fulfillment. Now, when people form relationships, say a man and a woman are attracted to each other and they get married. At that time, what are they doing? They are giving up freedom for the sake of love. The man or the woman, you know, they give up the freedom to flirt with other men, other women or other men, so that they can have a deeper, more loving relationship with the other person. In fact, any loving relationship that we have involves the sacrifice of freedom to some extent. Now, when a mother has a child, the mother cannot just do whatever she wants. When the child cries, when the child is in distress, whenever the child needs her, mother has to give up whatever she is doing so that she can care for the child. And in that love for the child, the mother experiences greater fulfillment than whatever fulfillment could have been experienced by freedom. So, if we obsess over freedom too much, and we make freedom a bigger virtue than love, but then we may have freedom, but we will not find that freedom very fulfilling. Quite often, when we have freedom without love, without a higher uplifting love, then we get caught by our lower passions. Say people who say they want to be free to do whatever they want to do. They may get addicted with base pleasures, and thus they may bring suffering upon themselves and upon others. So when we talk about spiritual practices, sometimes people feel that while practicing spirituality, our freedom is being taken away. Oh, we have to follow these rules, follow those rules. But actually, the point of spirituality is not to take away our freedom. The point of spirituality is to direct our love towards its ultimate fulfillment. The rules and regulations of spirituality are meant to streamline and direct our consciousness so that it becomes focused on the highest reality, Krishna, who is the source of the supreme happiness. And Krishna tells us in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Mashuchaha. When he says Sarva Dharman Parityajya, give up all varieties of religions, Mamekam Sharanam Raja, and just surrender unto me, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo, I will free you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. When Krishna says, do not fear, at that time, what is he implying over there? He is saying that actually, I will free you. I will free you from sinful reactions. So Krishna is actually guaranteeing freedom in one sense. Freedom from what? Freedom from suffering. Freedom from misery. But then he is also saying that freedom from misery is the result of love. And Mamekam Sharanam Raja, the surrender is out of love. So, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, give up all varieties of religions. That means whatever conceptions of what we should be doing we may have earlier, we need to give them up. And that means we follow the rules to give up the freedom to do whatever we want to do so that we can experience the sweetness of love. And in that sweetness of love, we experience the ultimate freedom, the freedom from misery. So if we want freedom so that we can become free from misery, but if we insist on freedom at the expense of love, then the freedom itself will not free us from misery, but freedom will propel us into deeper misery because we engage in activities which are harmful for us in the name of freedom. So by focusing not just on freedom, but on the purpose of freedom, that is love, and by understanding how spiritual love for the Supreme brings the highest fulfillment, we can take freedom forward to its purpose and find lasting fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.